now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and, well, today we're going to talk about belief. We're going to talk about belief, one of the most beautiful and wonderful topics that anybody could possibly talk about, and it's very, very difficult to talk about because, well, it's such a delicate thing, but I'm going to attempt to do so. And for those of you who have an interest in such a thing, well, this will be a delight for you. There's an interesting passage in the Bible, in the New Testament. Someone said to Jesus, they said, "Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief." Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. What does that mean? I'm going to try to explain it to you. This is very, very important. Because I can see that what the Christians call salvation, and yes, there is a salvation, there is a real salvation, hinges upon belief. It hinges upon belief. But it's a very, very there's like a fulcrum, you know, and you tip one way or tip the other. But I will talk about belief in various ways, and hopefully as I talk about it, it'll help awaken you to see what to see. Okay? Now let's begin. I'm just going to throw some things out today. I'm going to throw some things out, and hopefully we'll be looking at it from different angles. And hopefully one of the angles will really, really work for you, in other words, to help you really see, and it'll explain some things for you, and it may be very comforting to some of you who have wondered why, you know, you may have studied quite a religion or Christianity, but somehow it hasn't really helped you, and so you become guilty that way. If you were made to say, well, I'm saved and so and so forth, but you don't really feel like you are, or deep down inside you have a doubt about, well, then you can begin to feel guilty for saying something that you don't really believe. You see what I mean? And then on the other hand, you have some people who have rejected religion or rejected Christianity because the kinds of people who paraded around as, you know, religious or as Christian or as good or whatever, those people, there was something not quite right about them. They were hypocritical, or perhaps they pressured religion upon you, you see. And obviously there's something wrong with that. Really, religion ought not to be pressured upon people. So having experienced someone who claimed to be, you know, something, claimed to be a Christian, for example, but was a Christian in name only, or a person who was practicing churchy, you know, what you call churchianity. In other words, they went to church, they said all the right things, they sang songs and so on, but it didn't really make a difference in their life. That can cause you to one of three things. Number one, to reject it outright, to hate because you hate those people. See, the people who acted holier than thou or better than you or pressured you with it. So you can hate them. And then you've heard the old expression, to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Have you heard that expression? To throw the baby out with it. It means, in other words, to throw out with the bad. Definitely don't want to do that. So a lot of people reject Christianity because the Christians who they have known have not really been Christians, like Gandhi. Remember Mahatma Gandhi from India? They asked him about Christianity, and he said, "Well, it sounds very nice, but I've never met a real Christian," he said. See? Okay, the second thing that can happen is that you can... Looks like we're coming up upon our break. So take our little break, and then I'll continue after the break. You're listening to the Ask Roland Show. We're talking about belief. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about belief. We're talking about religion, and I'm talking about something very, 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 very important, very deep and fundamental. And I'm going to talk about it from different angles to help you see what's really going on and why you may, the second thing that can happen to people is that they see the people who are walking around masquerading as being good, wonderful, and so on and so forth. But they themselves don't feel that way, and so they feel inferior, they feel bad, they feel wrong, see? And so they think, well, I'm just no good, see? They think, because I don't really do what they do, or, you know, I don't seem to fit in with them, well, then I guess I'm just no good. So that person will often feel like he's no good. But the truth of the matter is, the person who feels that way may actually be more perceptive of what the real truth is. In other words, he's that person, let's see, how can I say this? That person may be waiting for the real thing, and just hasn't seen it yet. See what I mean? Waiting for the real thing, but hasn't seen it yet. Okay? And then the third thing that can happen, and this is very unfortunate, and that is that you are fooled, and it happens very frequently, not only, you know, involving religion or Christianity, but involving all kinds of things. A lot of people parade around, pretend to know, act like they know. They're very clever, they're very convincing, they're very authoritative. See, they're very good at putting up a false front, and they bamboozle you, and they overwhelm you, and they make you feel inferior, and they show their credentials and their degrees and their cleverness, and they use words in a very big and pompous way or a clever way, and you feel like, wow, they really know what they're talking about, so you feel inferior to them. So this can also happen in religion, where you're bamboozled by them, you're fooled by them, see, and you come to them, you think, well, then you just go along with whatever they say. You come under the influence of someone. You come under the influence of someone. And you think, wow. See? I mean, it can be with a parent, too. See, you could have a mother who's very self-righteous and always is right and never always wants to be right and never wrong, but she's very clever, and you're just a little child. So she's far more clever at you and making you look wrong and make you look bad because you're always reacting. See? You may see that there's something not quite right about the whole thing. You see that she's not really wonderful, see? Or you see that your dad is not really terrible, like she says. But you see that he's weak and she's the power. She's got all the power, see? But she's so clever that you can become totally bamboozled, totally overwhelmed, see? And become, for the rest of your life, you know, never really, really, you know, outgrow the apron strings and become your own person. You're always there worshiping at the altar of her. See how that can work? So the same thing, you can come under the influence of people who, of a group, such an organization, or some, you know, experts or some degree. See, you can worship medicine, you can worship technology, you can worship business, you can worship religion, you can worship so, you know, any form of knowledge, and then spend the rest of your life trying to ingest knowledge, trying to get to be like the ones there that look so clever and lord it over everybody and seem to get all the high positions and all the power and all the influence, and everybody thinks they're wonderful. You want to be like that too. So you start studying and studying and studying and ingesting knowledge. See? And you start looking like them and talking like them and acting like them and dressing like them and doing anything you can to become like them. Well, maybe one day you do become like them, but then you discover that they're an empty shell, an empty hollow shell, putting on an act, putting on a soft shoe, see, to fool people. But then that's all you have, so you continue to do that. See how terrible that is? Well, that's what happens to a lot of people. Some feel inferior. See, the psychotics, they feel inferior forever. They're ever looking to authorities to save them, to rescue them, to cure them, to help them, to redeem them. See, always looking to the hand of man, to some medical marvel or religious marvel or educational marvel. See how that works? But then others, see, others of these psychotics, well, they want to become the overseer, so they become those, the dupes, see? The shills, the dupes, the useless idiots, I think Karl Marx. Was it Lenin or Karl Marx that taught about them? They become the wannabes, see, the wannabes, and you find them everywhere, in every organization, the wannabes. See, but very few ever reach to the heights, because to reach to the top, see, to reach the really to the top, you have to be completely ruthless, see, completely ruthless and consciousnessless, without a conscience. I can't even say it. Okay, all right. So now we've looked at it from one point of view. Now let's look at it from another point of view. This is a very beautiful story, or a very good illustration. I didn't think of it myself. A very, very nice and very wonderful man has it in one of his books. But I'm going to use it because it's so good and I can't think of a better one. So I'm going to use it. And that is that you may have always wanted to know the truth, and you have been waiting for the truth, and you love the truth. See, and deep in your heart, deep down in your heart, you feel there must be some good, some truth. See, maybe even God. You think you have a hunch. See, you have a hunch that, and you would love if you knew that God was true, was really one, like He is said to be in the New Testament, and Christ. See, and you know, if you have a hunch that it may be true, and you'd like it to be true, and you want it to be true, but you're not sure. See, well, that's honest. That's honest. But don't despair at that point. Don't worry about it. Remember the ones that are so clever at making you think that they have found something. They may not have found it. So just wait. See, wait, and maybe one day you will find it. But the fact that you have that you reject the false. See, you reject what is not completely true. You reject the phony. See, just be careful not to resent people. That's very important. Don't resent them, otherwise you'll feel guilty. You'll feel guilty for resenting them, and then you'll think you're wrong. Just see that maybe just hear what they have to say, but don't believe it. Don't believe it or disbelieve it. Just hear it. Let it go in one ear and out the other. And wait until there's until you do know. Until you sense deep down, wordlessly, you just sense, okay, what is true and what is not true. So now I'm going to share with you a very, very wonderful illustration about this sort of thing. But because we're coming upon our break, we will take a little break. If you'd like to know more about this subject, I recommend you go to my website, coachroland.com, coachroland.com. And start to look around a little bit. Look at some of the blogs that I have, some of the articles, listen to some of the audio. I'll be right back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. I am the host of this program called Ask Roland. I've been on the air for over 20 years. And indeed, I might be able to help you find what you've been looking for all your life. Not because I'm wonderful, but because I might be able to awaken you so you can see for yourself. That's the thing. That's the purpose of my radio program, of my blogs, of my website, of my books. I've written several books. That's the purpose, to help wake you up so you can see for yourself. Now, for those people who really and truly love truth, see, it's a wonderful thing to begin to see that, oh, I haven't been a terrible person. I'm not a terrible person for rejecting, you know, what appears to be the real thing, but it's not the real thing. See, so I'm not a terrible person at all. It just wasn't it. And so I didn't go along with it. But of course, they'll try to make you feel like there's something wrong with you. See, they'll try to make you. And if you resent them, then you'll feel guilty. See, that's the trick. See, they're very clever at acting wonderful and perfect and oh so clever, and they have all the answers, and oh so wonderful, and they make you look like you're bad, you see? And if you get a bit angry, then you start reacting, and then they point the finger at you and say, well, what's the matter with you? Why are you reacting? And see, they're very, very clever at it. See, and then you can become resentful. You become resentful, you will feel inferior. You will feel wrong, see? That's the trick. And then when you feel wrong, then you begin to buy into whatever they're feeding you, including the fact that there's something wrong with you. See what I mean? All right, so don't resent them. All right, now here's the thing. Here's the illustration. Let's suppose that, let's suppose you're a parent and your child is off, somewhere over in Africa or something like that on some business trip or, you know, activity. And then you hear that, there was a train wreck or something and he's dead. Well, but deep down in your heart, you know that you sense that it's not true. You don't really believe that it's true. You think he's still alive. See? Now, some people will come along and say, oh, don't worry. He's probably okay. Don't worry. He's okay. See? Well, they're saying what you want to hear, but you don't believe it because they're not credible. They're not believable. See? But finally, when the real messenger comes, the true messenger comes, see, and says, your son is still alive, then you have a great relief and a great delight because he's the real messenger and it's the real truth. You see what I mean? So that's the problem with a lot of people who parade around with religion. They're not credible, see? And so you don't really believe what they're saying. You'd like to believe it, maybe, but you don't really. But now here's another thing that we have to talk about, and this is very important. It's another, you could say, another trick. And that is that, now I lost my train of thought. We remember I began this program by saying that someone came to Jesus and said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Well, you see, there's a way of believing something that's very shallow, see, and is not the real thing. It's not the real thing. In other words, you can believe, hear some nice words, some religious words, and then you mimic them or you repeat them and you go around and say them. See, and then someone says, well, you'd believe that, and you said yes, but it's shallow. See, but I'm after this little break, I'm gonna show you the real belief that's deep and that has a saving quality. So I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. My name is Roland. I'm the host of this program. Now, let me just mention something. I have a wonderful meditation that you can listen to, and in fact, it's free. It's free. We have three parts of it now. Part one, part two, part three, up at our website, when you can listen to them for free. It's very beautiful. And you go to coachroland.com or commonsensecounseling.org. Both will take you to the same place. Or rolandtrujillo.com. Any of those will work. Coach Roland, CoachRoland.com. Or Common Sense Counseling. It's all one word strung together, no dashes or anything. CommonSenseCounseling.org. It's very important. O-R-G. Or, of course, Roland Trujillo. But I don't say that one a lot because it's hard to spell. But if you can spell it, R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, boom, you're right there. They all take you to the same place. But if you go there, then you click on meditation, and you go to the page where the three meditations are to listen to. They're very nice, and they're free. They're free, no strings attached. See, you can listen to them, and I don't even need to hear from you. You can just listen to them, and that's it. Enjoy them. But what I was going to say is, if you go there, I also wrote a book. I've written several books, but I have a couple of them right there you can read for free. There's a link to Becoming a Friend of God. It is such a beautiful book, Becoming a Friend of God. And you can click on the link right there, and it'll take you to a place where you can read the book online for free. Okay? Now, you can't beat that. You can't beat it. Okay? Now, here's the thing. Remember, the person said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. See, you can accept something in a shallow way, but you don't really see it for yourself. See, religion is a real thing. It's real. It involves the soul, see, and belief is a very important thing. Christ talked about belief a lot, he who believes on me and so on. But what does that mean? See, a lot of people run around and say they're believers, right? Well, but you can see a lot of times it's shallow, or some parents force their kids, you know. I'm not saying that it's wrong for kids to read little scripture or memorize things and so on. That's not wrong. It's fine. But if they force the child, or try to trick the child or manipulate the child into, accepting, religion or accepting Christianity or something, well, there's some deceit involved there, some pressure there, some emotional, some hypnosis involved there. See, that's not good. Shouldn't be hypnosis. And emotion is not even necessary. Not the kind of emotion you think of, we think of, like excitement and all that kind of thing. No, it's a quiet thing. It's between the soul and its maker. And I'm running out of time, but I think I still might have enough. No, I don't think I'm going to have enough time to tell you the rest of it. It's going to have to come next week. Well, something to look forward to, and I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Ladies and gentlemen, what a wonderful program this is, and we're going to talk about belief, the kind of belief that saves. The kind of belief that saves. And what it is, it's basically knowing in your heart what is right. See, if what I'm saying, if as I say it, you see that what I'm saying is true, if you see it as I say it, you just wordlessly see it, well, that's the kind of realization. That's the kind of belief, see, that is a soul-deep type of thing. It's wordless, and it's deep, and it has nothing to do with emotions. Ladies and gentlemen, listen in again next week, and I'll talk about the kind of belief that saves. The kind of belief that saves. Very, very, very important topic. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.